out here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And look who is in the studio lounge, Erica Hill from Trellens. How are you, Erica?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's this conference thing going for you guys?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's great. Yeah, we're excited to be here. There's 16 Trellens team members here.
Right on.
In our
booth. You're here in force.
Yes, we're here in force.
All right.
So we're having a good time.
And your booth, by the way, is outstanding.
Thank you.
That was cool. I ran into Shelly Ann over there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is cool.
Thank you.
You guys did a good job.
Thank you. We've gone through a little bit of a rebranding or a refresh of our brand, so we wanted to kind of get it out there and push out our brand name and who we are and what we do.
Yeah.
So it's
been fun. You guys are doing a good job,
Thank you.
And you guys have been in the news a lot lately. For obvious reasons.
Yes.
But I want to talk about member experience. This is kind of like the buzz phrase for 2019, I'm having a feeling. So can you give us a quick 411 on how to enhance the member experience here based on what Trellens does?
Sure. So member experience is something that's really near and dear in my heart, especially being in marketing, because you have to know who you're talking to, what they're looking for, you know, what their challenges are, and how you can help them. And so in order to know that, you have to have the right tools and data to help you identify and understand your member. The problems, I think, that we all have is we have so many members, and we're all different.
Exactly. Right? Different needs.
Yeah. Yep. Your needs are different from my needs. And so it's hard for a business to say, well, how do I identify? How do I target Mike versus Erica? And data is a driving force to help you identify that.
It kind of narrows it down to almost an individual,
it seems like. An example I'll give you, and I'm borrowing this example from a coworker.
That's okay.
And I thought it was a great example when we talk about the member experience. We'll go digital for a second. So we're all on the websites, we're all on our phones, everything is in the click of a button. When I log in to my credit union and I see my homepage, and they're offering me a loan for a car at a certain percent. I might already have a loan with you at a lower percent interest rate.
And I have four cars.
And
I don't need another car.
Exactly. How are you able to maybe narrow it down and target what my potential need might be?
Exactly.
I have a car loan with you. My interest rate with you is lower. Why are you telling me to get a car loan at a higher rate?
Right, right.
Using data to help target that specific member, me or you, you might be able to target a different message to them.
Exactly.
So create a more customizable experience for that member.
Could you customize this? I mean, this is me just thinking outside my brain here. Could you customize the web page to, like, when you log in, it knows it's Erica and go, Erica already has 12 cars. She doesn't need an auto loan, but, you know, she wants to go on vacation, so she wants to save for vacation or whatever.
Yes.
So you can tailor to that.
Yes, data can help you do that. And there are platforms and software, there's engines that can help you do that. Amazon's a great example.
Oh, exactly.
Right? So you get on Amazon.
They know what I bought.
They know exactly what you bought, and now all of a sudden, all these other products pop up because you bought this other product.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't matter how many times I log on to Amazon, I'm always like, I can't believe this. How did they know this?
Know.
Right? And then you get on your Facebook page because you looked at a pair of shoes or, you know, you need a new laptop.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, there's an ad on your Facebook page. It's being smart. Artificial intelligence, using data to target a member, to target a buyer.
Right.
It's here.
So in that example, with the cars example, let's keep going back to all your cars, Erica.
Sure.
It's so
many. I have so many cars.
Gosh, but you might need new tires,
right.
You might need insurance, you might need maintenance,
right.
Or something like that along those lines. So.
Yeah, so you can use data
to really
target your member.
And that just makes the credit union that much more valuable to the member. I mean, talk about a value add.
It does three things. Not only does it make it valuable, but the three other things it does for a credit union by really creating customizable experiences is it increases member growth, it increases the credit union's operational efficiency, and it does. It increases the member's experience, creating more loyalty and value to not only the member, but the credit union.
Yep.
So member growth, operational efficiency, member experience adds overall value.
Yeah, and there's another one. There's another one.
There's
Erica.
Another one?
Yes, it's called a cool factor.
It's a cool factor.
When a credit union or any website for that matter that knows me. So, and then I go to my neighbor and go, hey, did you see this? Are you using this website?
Yes.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
It is. And it, you know, being able to have a platform that helps you target and analyze your data, extract your data, and put it onto a clean, crisp dashboard that's targeted towards me, it also eliminates the time that credit union is spending deciphering that data. If you have something that does that for you, that allows you to spend more time with the member, engaging with the member. So it's a win-win.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, I could talk about this for hours, but I know you have a full plate, so I appreciate your time, Erica. Any other final words of wisdom on this topic? Because it's so important, especially I think in 2019.
I just would say, do your research. Do your research on data analytics. Know that it is here to stay. And it is going to continue to morph, change, and evolve. It's very agile.
Indeed.
Very agile.
Indeed.
So,
you heard it here first. Erica Hill from Trellence. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done.